They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Okay, welcome everybody. It's not the three funniest guys I know this week. We have the two funniest guys and funniest gal I know this week. So let's start off by introducing our newest addition. Keith is out on a fire currently, so couldn't call in. So we have a fill-in. Lindsay, you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
This is Lindsay. Tim, you want to introduce Lindsay?
Go ahead.
She my bitch.
What?
This is my lovely wife. She takes care of all of everything that's important in our lives. Could not be more pleased to spend my life with my best friend and my sex partner as her.
Okay. Let's move on from there. Okay, Mike, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I want to get back to Lindsay. You said something during the intro that's not true. What were you referring to?
Oh, I'm not funny.
Oh, you're not funny?
I think we're about to find out.
Well, you'll fit right
in. I can help with that. She's not at all.
That's okay.
Hey, so, Tim, we've been on the air now for about 15 seconds, and you've trashed your wife twice. So let's maybe turn that around a little bit.
That's a good call up. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, not a problem, bud. That's what I'm here for.
Just go with whatever you're feeling, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, Mike, you married?
Don't change your ad at all.
Oh, Mike, are you married?
only a baker's dozen times.
Well, just, you know, think about where that advice is coming from, sweetie, okay?
Mike, are you currently married? Maybe should Jeez, be the question.
Well, you look at the time.
Not married right now. Okay, so
tonight.
Hey, let's not bash on Mike too hard just yet because we're getting ready to bash on Mike pretty hard with his dating profile. So that is one of the topics come up for this episode. We're gonna look at Mike's dating profile. We're gonna look at some possibilities on the dating website, and we're gonna make some suggestions for Mike, and then we're gonna wait a couple weeks and see how that goes, and have him report back to us. So this should be fun. But we are going to kind of have a special episode tonight, as tomorrow is Halloween. So does anybody have any fun Halloween plans for the weekend?
No.
That's some crickets. No?
Our boys are having their friends over, and I am not handing out candy.
There you go. Very avidly opposed to handing out candy. We're going to be walking around our neighborhoods. Doing some trick-or-treating. They got some special things set up for that, so we'll see how that goes. Mike, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'm just handing out candy. I enjoy Halloween, seeing the different kids' costumes. That's about it.
Nice.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
Tim and Lindsay, you said your sons are having their buddies over. Are your sons' buddies' girlfriends going to be there as well?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah.
At least not until after we go to sleep.
Listen, here's the other thing. When you're fucking single and have a dating profile up, don't say shit like, I'm going to hand out candy because I like the way the kids' costumes look.
Well, I didn't say roofies.
That just don't work for you, man. I like the way they look in their Peter Pan costumes.
Okay.
I'll take you to Neverland.
Okay, that's...
Oh, my goodness. Where's Keith when you need him?
Right? Keith would break this up right now, I feel like, but... Yeah, let's segue that. I don't even know what that was disturbing. Let's segue that into.
Well, we might as well go into the candy section.
Our Halloween section. Not
hey,
candy,
little girl, you
not
want some candy?
Let's not go there. But I want to start off first by talking holiday ranks. I'll start off holidays. How do you rank them? For me, Halloween's not way up there. I'm a Christmas guy. I love Christmas, and then 4th of July, and then Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Easter. The like big, let's just get together and eat a whole lot of food ones kind of fall to the end for me. But I love Christmas. I love the giving and receiving of gifts. I love 4th of July for the fireworks piece. Nothing cooler than watching the kids see fireworks at 4th of July to me. So those are mine. How about y'all?
My favorite is Thanksgiving. It's you get together with the whole family and you eat and it's cheap. You look at your Black Friday sales ads, and then you dip out at 3 p.m. and go stand in line at Walmart.
And that's then, fun to you, sitting in line? Yeah.
No.
I've never been a Black Friday person.
Well, I'm what you call frugal. So I am. 4th of July, I like drinking beer. I like watching fireworks. So that comes second. Christmas I could do without. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Have you guys ever asked your significant other for a gift? Or she asks you, like, hey, babe, what do you want for Christmas? And you tell her. And then she gets you the complete opposite thing of what you asked for. I've experienced that far too many times.
I don't do that.
I'm not okay with that.
I can honestly say I can't relate. I got a woman that gives
great gifts. But here we go. He's going to make up for the previous comments.
What kind of gifts, Tim?
Oh, okay. One time, I go through phases, right? I go through phases. Like, hey, I want to learn how to do taekwondo. I went through a saxophone phase, and one Christmas, I got a saxophone. It was rented. It was only like 2 months worth of rentals. But anyway, I taught myself how to play Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells.
No,
that's right.
Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
So I only rented it for 1 month.
To learn how to play Jingle Bells?
No, I learned it day one, motherfucker. Like this.
And
I
then
just
you didn't
I got
play
a woman that supports
the 59 okay. days.
No, you're right. It's fine. I lose interest
that's
also very quick.
He has a woman who understands that he goes through phases, so she did not buy him a saxophone. Well, number one, couldn't afford it. But number two, she rented it for 1 month because she knew how long his phases go.
Okay.
And cool. They wouldn't let you rent it for like 2 days.
you could have just brought him in the store to play it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, callers. This is why you don't do a podcast with your bitch.
And we'll move on to the next topic, which is best candy and worst candy. So
clearly I asked like two podcast episodes ago if you guys played any musical instruments. I don't remember a saxophone.
I don't play it, but here's the thing. If I could be one person, it would be the guy that walks through the mall just ripped his shit with a tank top on and a saxophone just across his chest, just walking around like, yeah, I'm going to go into Spencer's and like, hey, here's my saxophone.
Is this a normal thing that you see at the mall?
No, I want to be that person.
Oh, you just made that character.
What's stopping you?
Okay.
You could be that person.
Yeah, you don't have to play it. You just have to wear it.
Right?
I know, but I want to have a little, like, I want to have a go-to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have something.
If you learn to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in one night, I'm pretty sure you can learn that tune.
That's fair enough.
At least within a week.
Hey, can I get my ranks real
make
quick
your
on
dreams
these holidays?
Happen.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here, hold on. Here's what I'm going to do, Tim, because two things forgot to happen here. I didn't do the Halloween intro, which I worked real hard and long on, so I'm going to play that.
Let's do it.
And then we're going to bring it back in like you're the first one to answer the holiday ranks question. Here we go. I'm going to start with the intro. Here we go.
It is time for the three funniest guys I know to talk about Halloween.
Yeah, right? Okay, Tim, what are your holiday ranks?
That was Dracula. I love it. Josh, you and I are like super aligned. It's honestly, for me, it goes Christmas, 4th of July, Halloween, Easter, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I fucking hate Thanksgiving. It's like the most American holiday ever of just like, let's gorge ourselves. Let's be fat. Let's waste food. Let's waste resources. Let's just show the rest of the world how much money we can spend in vain. I hate Thanksgiving.
Well, okay, and I was on the exact same page, Tim, every holiday. But here's
and
the reason
more...
that I put Halloween or Thanksgiving above Easter, because Thanksgiving has football. And that was the only thing.
You son of a bitch. I'm going to have to retract my answer.
And yep, I knew you would. Because my Cowboys play every Thanksgiving. So yeah, do I feel like a complete engorged asshole at the end of every Thanksgiving? Absolutely I do, but I got to watch some football.
Also, here's the other thing. I hate... And this is not even Thanksgiving. I hate going out to dinner with my own family, like the four of us, my wife, my two kids, or extended family. I don't like to go out. I don't like to spend a lot of time around a table eating. I like to get that shit done. It's like taking a shit for me. It's like it's a bodily need. I want to do it. I want to get done with it. And I want to move on to some other shit that's more exciting. That's my thing.
And that is true, because I love to sit and eat and talk and get, like, just make it last forever. So.
Are we talking about when you're on the toilet or when you're at the restaurant? I feel like we need a little clarification here. Okay,
my
so
baby, my baby does have good shits.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to best candy, worst candy. So I'll start this one off. I thought this was an apt. I think everybody's got like that candy that they, the story they have when they, you know, you went to the dentist's house, right? And you get like a toothbrush for Halloween or whatever. Well, I wanted to have a category where we talk about the best candy we've got as a kid and the worst candy, the ones that we hated getting. So for me, I'll start it off. The best, when I was a kid, we lived in Arkansas for a bit, and there was this lady down the street, and she made homemade candy apples every Ooh. Halloween. And that was like the coolest Halloween gift ever. I love candy
apples. Were
there
razors in them?
No, there definitely weren't razors that I remember.
Here's the thing, Josh. A lot of people don't understand the difference between carameled apples and candied apples.
Candy, they're a very big difference. Huge
difference. You want to explain?
So carameled apples are like hardened caramel, right? So you make a caramel mixture and then you surround the apple, dip the apple in that, and you have a hard, not hard, but like kind of chewy Stick. Caramel shell around the outside, right? Candied apple is, I don't even know what kind of candy it is, but it's hardened candy that wraps the apple and it's red. Mm-hmm. It's almost like cherry flavored. I don't know how to explain it, but it's actually a crisp candied shell around the entire apple, and they are my favorite. I prefer them definitely over caramel apples, and we had a lady down the street that made them every year, and they were fantastic.
I think that they're really hard. Like, I think you have to have like a special oven or like a high powered oven, like for candy stuff. I don't know. I think it's crazy.
It wouldn't surprise me, because it seems like a very delicate process. So, and then the worst for me would be, I hate banana-flavored anything candy.
Oh,
so, like, anything that is banana-flavored, no thank you. Get it out of here. I don't want anything to do with it.
Even Laffy Taffy?
Get out of here with Laffy Taffy banana. What the?
I'm on your side, Mike.
Can't stand
it's
it.
It's delicious.
But so what needs to happen is we need to open up Laffy Taffy packs, and then Tim and I will eat the purples, and you guys can have the yellows.
Well, I want some of the purples.
Grape anything. I don't.
Josh, you and I are best friends, but we disagree on a lot of things. But you and I are so locked in with holiday rings, and we're so locked in with the candy.
Yeah.
Everything else we disagree with. Like,
I agree.
You being,
no, we,
like,
we
you,
typically disagree, Tim.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Like, the fact that you're a Republican and, like, you're trying to kill our world and everything. Oh, like, that.
Wow.
Fuck, here we go.
Okay. Okay. That was a strong start for our opposing statements.
Can I just add a comment real quick?
Sure.
Like, first of all, for caller number one, I saw you flashing here. And we're going to get you in a little bit, but.
Who's like, flashing you?
Caller number one is. First of all, engage in our democracy, go vote, et cetera, et cetera. But isn't it funny that we're like, we're going to exchange one old perverted white guy for another old perverted white guy? Like, regardless of Republican or Democrat, like, can't we at least, we have two old white guys that have sexually abused women. Horrible. But those are our presidential candidates. Can we at least, like, bring in some diversity and get Bill Cosby in the mix? Right? Like, that's my point, right? Like, let's at least be, like, it's 2020, people. If we want old people that molest women, like, let's at least
old
get some
rich.
Diversity
Just
in there.
Bring some diversity into it.
Right. Okay. Bill Cosby, let's go. And he's blind, so you know, like, justice is blind. I mean, there's just so many.
And he can't do it anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as candy goes, I fucking hate coconut.
See, this is where we disagree.
I'll eat all.
Listen,
yeah.
This is the worst segment. Fucking banana's delicious. Coconut's delicious. Mm. What about a banana milkshake? Are you down with a banana milkshake?
Nobody likes coconut.
No, I like coconut.
Mike, give me almond joy all day long.
Mike, Tim doesn't know that I put bananas in all of his smoothies.
Banana's pretty strong.
He doesn't know. He hasn't figured that out yet.
Nope.
You just told the world.
Here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to put myself in the kid's shoes. When you go up to a house and you're like, oh, trick or treat. And they're like, oh, you're a funny spider. And they're like, here you go, kid. And they're like, Reese's Pieces, great. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, great. Butterfinger, great. Every single kid, I don't care from the time you're 5 to the time you're 55, you go to a house and you're like, trick or treat, and they give you an Almond Joy. You're like, fuck you, bitch. Like, what the fuck? I don't need no Almond Joy. I'll take a pack of Smarties or like Nerds over this shit. Nobody wants.
Hey, Smarties. Smarties is a solid pick. I love Smarties.
Ew.
Smarties are great.
I was going to say Smarties was my worst.
See, and that's what I love is because people don't like them. So I'll take them all day long. The boys get done with their Halloween, I raid the Smarties.
When I was a kid, I hated them. Now I chop them up real finely and I snort them.
Oh, God.
Get it. With them hunnids.
What happens
get
after
them
that?
Hunnids, Mike.
What happens after that, Mike?
Nothing. I have to get an insulin shot.
That makes sense.
Ugh. Nobody okay. cares about
if I go
Almond
to a door
Joy
and they drop an Almond Joy, I ask if they have another one.
They're get like, out hey, of here. You're not
those
serious.
Don't seem too popular.
Dude, Almond Joy's great. One.
I wish I had one right now since you
you're
brought
it up. You're not going to win. Yeah, I'm kind of craving one. You're not going to win this argument. I love Almond Joys.
No kid thinks that.
Well, this adult does.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, how about you? What are your favorite candies and worst candies?
My favorite candies are anything with caramel in it. So Twix,
caramel M&Ms. I know you love caramel M&Ms.
Caramel M&Ms. Although I do like Heath bars, toffee or caramel.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, you all are sounding so old. Nobody cares about the candies you're talking about.
What is toffee?
Can you get me some Werther's?
Can we talk about toffee real quick? Ooh, Werther's.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I go that far, but. Is toffee just like hardened caramel? What is toffee?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's delicious.
I like toffee.
Yeah.
Except it gets stuck in your teeth.
A
there's a little bit of a stuck in your teeth effect. What about your worst, Lindsay?
Probably Smarties.
What? Okay.
I don't mean that.
Here's the deal.
I hear crunchy.
I'll gather all the Heath bars from my collection this year, and you gather all the Smarties, and then we'll ship them to each other.
Perfect.
I don't understand any of this.
But can you please send me some coconut ones? Because Tim throws them all away.
Like the Almond Joys? So, Tim, instead of throwing them in the trash, maybe just give them to your bride.
We used to have this woman on our blog. Her name was Helen. And every Halloween, we'd go, hey, trick or treat, Helen. And, you know, she would hand us these candies. It was always an Almond Joy. And as I got older and I started to understand life, right? Like I saw my parents and I saw celebrities and I understood like all of the ins and outs of like a strong relationship. Helen was a widow. And the last time I ever went trick-or-treating, I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11. We went to Helen's house, trick-or-treat. She's like, oh, Mr. Tim, you're so cute. Here's an Almond Joy for you and your buddies. And I looked at it, and I was like, I understand life now. And I looked at her, and I said, bitch, that's why your husband probably fucking killed himself, because you continue to give out Almond Joys. None of these kids like coconut. That's why you're going to die alone. And ever since then, I felt like I understood life. No.
You felt like you were a dick.
No. She needed to know. And I don't think anybody ever told her that before I interjected in her life. So...
So you feel like in this story, you are actually the hero.
Oh, I was a hero. Her name was Miss Helen, and she needed to know her place.
Well, I kind of feel like everybody that's listening while we're recording, as in the three of us, and then everybody that's going to hear this later is going to see you as not the hero, is more of the dick.
I don't.
That's what
agree to disagree. I'm not following, but yeah, sure.
So, Miss Helen, if you're still alive and you're listening,
right?
Oh no, she killed herself shortly after. She's not.
Oh my gosh! This Halloween episode just took a real, real dark Halloween.
Now
path.
She haunts our house.
Wow, this is like a Tim Burton Halloween, not a happy Halloween.
Yeah, this podcast has gone sideways quick.
Hey, have you guys seen that new Adam Sandler Halloween movie?
It's fucking stupid. Yeah, it's dumb.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it.
Super dumb.
I thought it was great.
I guess you're right. If I remove all logic and common sense of
Did you like the movie Waterboy?
100%.
So you dislike this movie?
I just, it's 2020. Adam Sandler can't continuously act like somebody who is on the spectrum. It's just not appropriate.
I don't think he's acting like somebody on the spectrum.
What's he acting like then?
He just has a speech impediment.
Okay.
All right. That he's used in about 4 different movies.
I think that number is higher.
7 different movies. Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, let's go on to the next subject. We're going to talk about if you were a costume, what would you be? Mike, what would you be?
Josh, I'm insulted. You didn't ask me what candies I like.
Oh, sorry, oh. Mike. Golly. I mean, you guys are really pressing tonight. Mike, what is your best candy and your worst candy?
No, I understand. We got wrapped up.
Yeah.
Tim's talking about having old ladies kill themselves.
Yeah,
dude. How bad the phenomenal Adam Sandler movie is.
You got to, hey, I'm trying to host as well as I can, but when Tim starts throwing out like, hey, this lady gave us bad candy, so we basically talked to her into, you know, it's not going to go well.
Happy Halloween, kiddies.
Okay, best candy, anything chocolate. Worst candy?
Anything chocolate? What kind of anything answer chocolate is that?
I'm throwing off my game. But worst candy? I'll take Almond Joy all day long over fucking candy corn.
So here we go.
I can't believe they still even make candy corn.
Candy corn.
Don't
great.
Tell me you like that shit.
Mike and I are so aligned.
No.
You guys like candy corn?
I love
candy
corn.
No! Of course you do.
I love candy corn. And you know what pisses me off is when they make that candy corn that's orange, white, and brown. I hate that. Give me the real deal.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the thing.
I gave that to my kids today. They probably hate me now.
The orange, white, and brown?
Sure of it.
I'm not a fan of it. I love the original.
Mike, I think you and I, Mike, are super aligned. Here's the thing. I feel like because Josh is all about this candy corn and like this, he has like this weird fetish about it. I don't know if he does, but I'm going to make that up. He does.
Yeah, I think you
do. I guarantee you, Mike, that Josh is the person who's like, no, when it comes to Easter, I love Peeps. Peeps are like the greatest candy in the world.
Yes. Not a Peeps fan.
Ew,
of course you are. Don't try and save face right now. You're a total Peeps fan.
Yeah, he's definitely a Peeps fan.
He's totally a Peeps fan.
Oh my gosh, he's probably the person that loves turkey. Sitting here with a bag of marshmallows, just
stuffing those things down right now. That's all.
Here's how I know you're a Peeps fan. Let's just go through the list of like identifiers of Peeps fan. Okay. 1, candy corn fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
2, Foo Fighters fan. 3, Cowboys fan. 4, Peeps fan. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All these overrated fucking people. None of those segments, snacks.
The segues that you, the connections you tried to make just now, none of them made sense.
Case closed.
You had my ear.
Case closed.
You had my ear when you said candy corn. I was like, all right. Let me see where he goes with this. But then you just went off on some tangents that made no sense.
Okay, well, I got a tip for the kids out there. My buddy showed me this. If you mix the candy corn with peanuts, it turns into a payday.
What?
So not all is lost.
No.
Try it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
What if you don't like paydays?
Don't. Well, then, it's still better than candy corn, right?
Tim's going hard tonight, Mike. Tim's going hard tonight. That's what we figured out. All right. Okay, we can't stay on the Halloween topic forever because you know why? I want to get to Mike's dating profile. That's kind of the most important part of tonight. So let's jump through Halloween, okay? And let's move on to my favorite part of tonight.
Wait. It was Miami.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas come early. This is Mike's dating profile.
I couldn't hide my excitement, man. I'm too stoked about this.
No.
What?
I wanted to cover what our Halloween costumes were
going to
be.
And none of it, but for me?
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's interested in that.
I don't care. I am.
You want to throw it out hard about this? What's your Halloween costume for me, Mike?
Dude, you guys are Macho Man Randy Savage.
He is someone with discrepancies. Yeah. That's his costume. Because I'm looking at his dating profile.
That's me. I wear that every day.
Okay. You wanted Macho Man Randy Savage for me?
Yeah.
I'll wear that. I love Slim Jims.
You know who I was going to be?
Who?
Nacho Libre.
Ooh.
We're both wrestlers.
Okay. But I think Macho Man would have torn Nacho Libre a new one.
I don't know about that. Take it easy, huh?
Oh. Take it easy.
I had mine picked up.
What were they?
Interesting.
Run through them. Apparently, you guys aren't gonna let me live this down. Skipping over.
No,
the top.
I just in support of Amy Coney Barrett, I was gonna be a coat hanger.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That's just bad. I'm
now
sorry.
We're gonna move on to Mike's dating profile. On to happier subjects or discrepancies, as Lindsay would call them.
Yeah, Mike.
Hi, Lindsay.
You're under. Hi. Top things on my bucket list. Number 2, adopt a child. His interests. Don't want to have kids.
He doesn't want to have them. He doesn't want to actually, like, be the biological father.
He's not the one birthing them.
Start from the beginning. He wants to adopt at a later age.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Okay. I'm glad you brought that whole birthing thing up. Women deliver one baby at a time. When I deliver mine, it's millions. So I don't see how it's that painful, because when I send mine out, it feels pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think you even want
to. I don't know about this delivery process. Mike's understanding of it is fully intact.
Okay. So, anyways, let me explain. I'm 46 years old. If I have an infant of my own right now, that kid's not going to graduate high school till I'm like 63 years old. Yep. I'm not going to be the grandpa dad at the high school graduation. I refuse to. So, if I adopt a kid, I could change his life. And I don't want to adopt a baby. I want to adopt a kid who's had a shit life so far and see that life is okay. Who's like 12 years old. That way, by the time I'm like 55 or so, like, he's up and grown. And then, obviously, if I have a baby with my DNA, he's not going to grow up to be like an NBA player. But there's a slim chance I could adopt one. Am I wrong?
I get that. Well, not the NBA player, but I get the, like, 12-year-old who want to help him out.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay, so maybe no more discrepancies.
So Katie did have one. So my wife had a discrepancy, Mike, and it's the fact that you don't mention that you have kids.
Okay, well, let me explain this.
Uh-huh. Who's the half face on there?
The what?
The half face on your
picture. Oh, that's
that's
my daughter.
Yeah, come on. Why'd you cut her off?
That was me.
Holy shit, you got kids?
I got old kids. You didn't know I had kids?
Why don't you mention that you have kids? Because, and here's the reason that Katie said it. She said, hey, he should mention that he has kids because he's like mid-40s, and all the women that are looking at this are going to, if they see that he has kids, they're actually going to appreciate that.
Yes.
Now I got to blow this up, because I think there was something that said kids but grown.
Nah, I don't think you have anything that says kids. Unless you snipped off some stuff when you sent me your dating profile.
I don't know what I got going on there.
You gotta edit.
You got discrepancies, bro.
I don't like where this is going. Anyways, they're old. They're when I date a girl, they're irrelevant at the moment, right?
Yeah, but they want to know. They want to know that you have kids.
And it kind of just shows, like, there's a difference between a single, how old are you?
46.
A single 46-year-old or a single 46-year-old who's been a dad for a long time. Like, that's a big difference.
Okay. Well, no, that's great advice. Thank you.
There you go. We're going to, upgrade Mike's online dating profile right now.
Hey, no, you know what? While we're on the subject,
oh my gosh.
I want to, okay, this is my Match.com profile. There's a free site called Plenty of Fish. Now, Match is like Target. Like, it's kind of, you have to pay for it. It's a little uppity. Plenty of Fish, that's more of like your Walmart type, and it's free.
Do you have the same profile?
It got silent in here quick.
So, what do you want from us?
I want you guys to build the profile for me.
You should sit down. Walmart is a Fortune 1 company, you son of a bitch.
Oh, okay, wait. Tim. That took you long enough. That's why I threw it out there. There was a good 30-second pause there. Were you letting that simmer?
No, I mean the
sandwich. Instead of boiling inside?
The sandwich. Tim, stop eating things while you're in the mic.
I'm saying is, like, on Plenty of Fish, you're more likely to come across a toothless woman. That's all.
Wait, what?
That was my reference towards Walmart. A toothless woman.
Okay.
No TV beach.
Let me introduce Let me introduce Mike's online dating profile for those that aren't seeing the slide directly in front of them. So we've got Mike, or Michael, as it's written. Are you going by Michael nowadays, Mike?
I go by Mike, Michael, or Mikey.
Okay. So I didn't appreciate the Michael.
Who calls you Mikey?
Friends. Okay, so my brother calls me Mikey, my dad calls me Mike, my mom calls me Michael. I go by any of the three. I know who they're talking to.
Okay, so Mike or Michael or Mikey, either one, their top things to do on their bucket list. Number one, watch a baseball game in every major league stadium. I like that. Number two, adopt a child. Number three, listen or learn to play the piano. This one caught me by surprise. You want to know how to play the piano?
I've always wanted to do that, yeah. You know why? Like, to impress chicks, bro.
Okay, so I was kind of wondering that. Like, is that just thrown in there to make it
have culture? No, not at all. It's actually something I've always wanted to do. I just, you know.
So you can impress chicks?
Well, that's part of it. Okay. Like, everything I do, let me explain this. Everything I do in my life, it's slightly aimed towards impressing girls.
Wait, do you want to be the guy that, like, is at the Christmas party and, like, starts playing and everyone goes around the piano? Because that's weird.
No, that's not what I had when I put that down, but, like, if that happens, it happens. I'm not going to deny people
my talent. Tim, you want to take the next part? You want to start and explain the 5'9"?
No, I'm not done. So, hold on. Before we move on, watch a baseball game in every major league stadium. Should I take that off?
Like, no. Why would you take that off?
Most women don't want to do that shit.
Dude, your profile picture is of you in the stadium.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do? Change that too?
No, Mike.
I can put it. Okay.
I have a question for you. I want to clarify what you just said. Most women don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you want a woman who wants to do that with you?
Sure.
Boom.
Of course. Keep it on.
Okay.
See? This is why Lindsay's here, to help you with your stupid online dating profile. Tammy, Lindsay, you want to go to the next one?
Lindsay, thank you. You're the best.
Okay.
Your husband's a dick, but you're the best.
Katie and my opinion on the number one bucket list baseball game in every stadium might be a little bit biased.
True. Because you got a couple girls that love baseball.
Well, I need just one that loves baseball, right?
That's true. But it's not Katie or I, just to let you know.
Tim, take the 5'9 cut. Why don't you go down there and explain that?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, first of all, I'm blown away. I hear my wife telling another man, like, do you want a woman to do that with you? Shit, I got a backlog of shit I want a woman to do with me.
Like what?
Well, let's just leave that for after the podcast, but let's just, like, it is. It's very simple compared to a baseball game in every major league stadium. I'm just talking about run the bases in my stadium. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Oh, wait, do you want to know what that means. I want to do and have you do it?
Wait, one at a time. I don't understand what Tim is saying.
I don't think you want to start that conversation.
Spicy.
Here we go.
We're there. The conversation started. Let's do it.
Folding the fucking laundry.
Oh. Tim?
Okay, that's fair enough. Let's just go on to 5'9".
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
And for the record, Josh's been folding laundry for like weeks and weeks, and I'm getting good.
Oh, come on.
Yeah? What's up?
Here's the thing that I feel embarrassed about. I don't get certain adult things. Like, and I try. Like, I can do the laundry. I can fold that shit. But every once in a while, Lindsay will say, oh, you need to make a doctor's appointment for you and the kids. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Who's our doctor? Like, I don't even know who our doctor is. Like, do the kids even, have they ever seen a doctor? Like, are we still in the midwife stage? Like, do they have a doctor? Do I have a doctor? Do we even have a
doctor? For those that are listening, Tim, how old are your kids?
They're
13 and 14. So
approximately 12 and 13 years past midwife phase. Okay, continue on. Thanks.
I'm just saying, I never got that level of maturity settled down. Anyway, Mike is 5'9", a few extra pounds. Really, instead of saying a few extra pounds, I'd say a few extra love muscles. associate's degree, if by associate's degree you mean like he's fucking smart and he'll teach you love, then exactly. Yeah.
He is an associate. Machine operator. Passionate love making.
If by machine operator. Go for it.
When I put associate's degree, I meant like a community college degree.
Oh. Okay.
I fucking love doctor.
We were way off.
I've been divorced 16 times, bud.
Way off.
I'm not a love doctor by any means.
No, way off.
What's the next one?
So he's obviously on the spectrum. But let's move on. On machine operator, you want to talk about a machine? This dude has a ramrod. He'll operate in your vag.
What? Right here. Let me.
Do you want to specify?
Do ladies hear that?
Go ahead.
Right, there we go. Ramrod. That's what's up.
And finally, I never smoke means motherfucker's smoldering. That's what it means. I never smoke because I'm smoldering all time, day, baby, here's my number. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my boy, Mike.
Machine operator. Nutshell. Mike the machine operator. Yep.
So, wait a minute. They should change these dating sites to, like, voice. Like, where you don't read it, you hear the person talking.
And it's just Tim's voice
and
all
you
the
need
time.
Tim,
yeah, you're hired,
Tim. On there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. No, that was pretty solid, except for the
I'll
machine
buy you
operator
all the popcorn
part,
you want, buddy.
Actually what Mike does for a living, and you turned it into a very sexual thing.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, well, no Mike likes it. Mike. Okay. How about the way to his heart? Lindsay, you want to tell us the way to Mike's heart?
Yep, it's exhibiting compassion and humility. Just showing that you are a good-hearted person in general.
Read that off a Hallmark website or something, Mike?
No, that's straight from this heart right here on my chest. I've dated some assholes, man. I've dated a lot of them.
Well, stop dating dudes.
Like, no, dude. I don't want that fucking mustache tickle.
Okay, let's hear about your episodes dating assholes, as you say.
No, it'd just be nice to, so I was dating this one girl, and we came out of the movie theater, and there was a homeless lady outside singing, and I go to give her $5, whatever, you know, and,
ladies, if you're listening, this is the kind of dude that gives someone $5 on the streets for singing.
Well, yeah, a homeless lady, whatever, you know, you help out the less fortunate, and, she got pissed at me. She was a nurse. She got pissed at me. She's like, she's just going to shoot it in her arm and I'll have to take care of her later.
Ah.
And I was like, yeah, no, this is a real conversation. I'm like, man, you're a dick. In my head, I said, you're a dick. And then, you know, we went home and she made me feel better about the situation.
Mike, can you hear me?
Sure.
Did you date Jenny Hall?
Oh, yeah.
No, dude, not yet.
Apparently
I'm trying to connect with her. All week I spent looking for her.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a Jenny Hall fucking statement right there.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I thought, I would figure Jenny Hall was the homeless lady singing.
She's just going to shoot that in her arm and I'm going to go home to Jared.
Oh! Oh,
that's what she said.
You know Jared has a micro penis.
Apparently it didn't matter back then. I mean, let's say she probably dated Jared for 2 or 3 months and then moved on to Todd and then to Phil and, you know, it's okay, Josh.
What's wrong with that?
Things are going to be okay.
Yeah. No, I think they turned out okay.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with that? Here's my wife again. Here, let me explain it to you. If a guy dates multiple women, he's an awesome player, and that is something we look up to. If a girl dates multiple people, she's a fucking whore, and we all know it. So that's the difference between men and women. Thank you.
Fuck you.
But you hit the nail on the head. That's, you know, our society set up that way, and you know it is what it is. It's gonna be a guy.
But at the end of the day, you have dated some real terrible people, apparently, based on that story.
Some real McAssholes.
Will continue.
How many extra dates did you go on with this girl?
Yeah, did you date her?
Oh. Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, my.
I get it! God. My boy!
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, like, my gosh. Don't ever let that go, because I'll tell you what, when you're married for 16 years and that is the only thing you see day in and day out, you fucking hate your life. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love being married.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna say anything.
Okay. We're gonna continue on with Mike's. Otherwise, we're never gonna get to Mike's dating choices. Mike's interests. I'm gonna run through this quick. Mike's interests. He is a social drinker. I don't believe that. He is white and Caucasian. He is divorced. He multiple times, as we found out through this podcast. He doesn't want to have kids, but we already talked through the adoption thing.
No, you should say he doesn't want to have babies.
No, that's not an option. They give you like an option of, I don't know, 3 or 4 different things, and you just choose it.
Oh.
So he doesn't want to have new kids. Maybe you need to explain that.
This is like, you have to pick? You can't like write your own stuff?
No, yeah, you got to pick between options.
Some stuff you pick, or some stuff you write your own stuff, and then other, they just give you options.
Speaking of write your own stuff, I like this one. Mike wrote, if I made a documentary, it would be about, quote, the guy who created the 40-hour work week. I would paint this guy out to be one of the biggest villains in history. Mike, go.
I'm not a violent person. Not at all. But, man, I want to kick that dude in the nuts so bad.
So how long should the work week be, Mike?
Probably 2 hours a day, 3 days a week.
Six hours a week.
Yeah. Well, no, listen, hear me out.
Okay.
If you do that, everybody would have a job, right?
Well, I think everybody would have more than one job if that were the case. So let's start off with Jackie. This is number one pick for Mike. He gave us some selections that he has from his profile, his online dating profile. And the first one is Jackie. So, Tim, why don't you start us off? Why don't you talk us through Jackie?
Is he muted?
All right.
He's probably eating pretzels.
I was eating a pretzel. But looks like Jackie's been eating enough of those for both of us.
Oh,
so
you are a motherfucker.
All right, listen. She's 5'4", and then there's a little shirt icon that says about average. So I guess she has like a good wardrobe or an average wardrobe. I don't know what that means.
No, I think that's weight.
What?
Baby weight?
She has an average wardrobe.
I like Jackie.
And here's why: the second picture, she has a lot of her friends around. I feel like those are people Mike can jive with.
Hey, Tim, maybe show your friends.
Sure, yeah. Let me tell you something. You got ugly fucking friends. You got some shit that you got to work through. She has ugly fucking friends.
All right, well, she has you're saying that because she's prettier than her friends, right?
Saying that because she has ugly friends.
Hey, the blonde girl in front's not bad.
The blonde girl in front?
Yeah, Mike, not we're not talking about the blonde girl in front. We're talking about Jackie.
We're talking about her friends.
Golly. What's going on with the guy to her left?
Yeah, he's in fucking onesie pajamas.
Yeah,
with either a backwards hat and a stupid mustache.
Either that's her brother or that's some
Hold on.
Hey, he's my best friend. That's Patrick. He's my best friend. We've grown up since kindergarten together. And every once in a while, yeah, he rubs me off, but it's fine. It's out of pure friendship. Like, that's some shit you don't want to get into.
Hard no on the Jackie Patrick.
She's holding a baby. Where'd that baby come from?
I just saw that.
Does she have a baby?
I don't think so.
No, it says 15, 13. Yep, and 2.
Oh,
three beautiful girls, 15,
13, 2. I didn't even look at that.
Three kids. So, Mike, I think you're a little bit further along in the parenting.
Here's the thing.
Old stepdad at the graduation.
There's one thing, Mike, that stands out that I'm like, get it? Well, getting is good. And that is a fact that she said Christian / Catholic. I grew up Catholic. And let me tell you something about Catholic people. They want to fuck. So
her 15 kids also verify that.
I'm just saying, you know she's a freak. Okay. Anybody I've ever known, she's a freak.
Okay, well, let me start by saying this. All the girls on this list are out of my league. I realize that, but it is the internet, so I'm going to shoot my shot. And you could shoot your shot on the internet in various ways, and this is one that I'll shoot my shot.
I think you got to shoot your shot.
What's that?
But here's the thing. It's every girl that you're going to want to be with and every guy that's married already says that their girl is out of their league.
Is that true?
No, I didn't say that.
What?
I think you said it last episode, Tim.
Well, I gotta say it in front of her.
Yeah, but you did. You said it. It's kind of already out there.
Okay. So, with that being said, okay, I say Jackie's out of the running, but if I had to pick, I would say she's probably, like, more likely the type of girl I'd date out of the rest of them.
Okay, so I think Mike is operating under the impression that he gets a say in any of this.
Yeah,
and that's
weird.
The first problem.
Well, wait, I think Mike. I should have a little input.
No.
Mike, is the only downplay that it because of the two-year-old?
No, I'm full of shit. That doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
No, you really do want to be the old stepdad at the graduation.
Here's the thing.
There's a difference between being the old stepdad and the old dad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I don't like is the height. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm way too far along in my life to like try and make shit work. If I dated some chick that was 5'4" right now and we were having sex, I would just be making it sexy by like kissing like the very, very top of her head. Like the height just doesn't work. So all you're going to do when you're having sex, if it's missionary style, is like just seeing her hair. Like it's not sexy. That's so super small.
Tim, how tall
are
you?
Mike is not 6'4". He's 5'9".
Oh, well, I guess that works then for your
tiny petite penis. Yeah, that's right in my alley right there.
Yeah.
No, we discussed it was what was a term you used? I'm a machine operator with that thing.
Okay.
It's got machine operation
all right,
qualifications,
let's move on
Jackie.
To number two. We've talked about Jackie. We've talked a little bit about Jackie. How about number two, who we don't have a name? Her name is Forever Cali Girl, which leads me to believe there's a little bit of a maturity thing here. Or maybe she just doesn't want to give her name out. I don't know.
Disgusting. Don't like her at all.
She is 39.
Oh, she would get it, Tim.
She doesn't smoke. She's a social drinker. Never married. Has kids, and they live at home. And then in quotations, one. So what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. Does she have one kid that lives at home, or does she have a kid that's one? I don't understand this one.
One kid.
Yeah, because look, it says, I'm a busy lady, and I love my job, and I love being a mom to my beautiful son.
So we don't know how old the son is.
Listen, I'm just going to go with this. You guys are trying to be like super polite. I don't like when women have like Moses titties.
Moses titties.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. You look on the right hand side. What is Moses known for? Parting the Red Sea. I don't like it when girls have titties that are like you're parting the Red Sea and they're like have this like weird separation between them like you're parting the Red Sea.
That's she just wardrobe.
She has bad titties.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I'll still take it. That just means she doesn't know how to pick her bathing suit.
All right. I'm not digging it. I guess we should talk about her personality since I don't know her instead of like fucking weird tits. So, yeah, let's talk about her personality.
No, stuff like that's important, Tim.
Exactly. Thank you.
But then at the end of the day, I don't really care.
I wouldn't either. Come on, we don't care. We love titties.
Okay, so that's 39-year-old Forever Cali girl that has Moses titties and Tim Ford.
Let me ask you real
quick. Come on, Moses.
Her first picture's a filter, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that filter
you
shit.
You compare it like, to 100%. The rest of them, right?
Yeah.
There's some filtering going on there. Lindsay, do you agree? Filtering on the first picture?
Yeah, I agree filtering. I don't agree with filtering. But also,
neither do we.
If it's there, why not use it?
No,
because you're selling yourself. It's like buying a used car. If somebody posts a used car on Craigslist using a filter and you go see it and it's a piece of shit, like you don't want to buy it, right? Like don't make it, because I'm not rude. I'm not going to be like, "Hey, you don't look like your pictures."
Well, and
here's
I'm
not going to buy
too,
you dinner.
Right? Like the first picture is obviously filtered. The second picture is not. And hey, second picture, you're obviously a good-looking woman. So why did you need to filter like crazy on the first one?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that is also I think, you know, just a thing that people do and then there's like a standard. I think we should just go for the standard where you don't use filters.
Agreed.
Because what's wrong with a little wrinkles? What's wrong with, you know?
Hey, maybe we could start a dating website where filtering's not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
I think we should do it. You just get the real everyone.
Also, she's a forever Cali girl, and she's not using sunscreen. There's got to be wrinkles in there.
True. True statement. I'm sorry
with that. Probably in between the cleavage that Tim don't like.
Number three is, I'll let
Moses titties, Mike. Moses titties.
Then Moses titties.
I'll let you do number three. Lindsay, you want to walk us through number three?
Yeah. Here we go. Gina. She is from, oh no, for fun, I like to, what? She needs to learn how to write.
I agree.
For this fun, I like to London, NYC, San Francisco, LA. You like to do those things? What?
Doesn't make sense.
Nope. A wacky thing on my bucket list is to eat and drink my way through the U.S. in a motorhome. Okay, that I can, yeah, okay. I grew up in the Valley. What does that mean? I grew up in a valley, too.
The valley means something in California, though.
Oh.
So we understand.
Oh, valley girl. Got it. Okay. And have some grooves and moves on the dance floor? Okay. That's
yeah.
80s music will get me out there every time. Okay. Mike, what do you think of that?
I'm big on the dancing, so that's a plus. Okay. Oh. But London, I love America. I don't need to go anywhere else.
Well, doesn't like to go there, Mike. She just, for fun, she likes to London. She doesn't...
Yeah, I don't know. I've never London in my life. So, okay. So the first thing that jumps out, I think she's attractive, but the number 50 is huge to me. Like, I seen that, I'm like, oh, she's hella old. Then I realize how old I am.
I was going to say, Mike, you're what, 46?
46. But so it's like when you see that number, when you see the number 5 in front, I'm like, damn, that bra's old. But then, like, yeah, I'm only 40 years behind. So
I have some feedback for you. Number one, look at her for 50. She looks amazing.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Number two, women are like wine. They get better with age. Like, there's more confidence. They know who they are. They know what they want. And that's just better for you.
You know who says that, Mike? Fat, ugly people in high school.
Yeah. But it kind of sounds true, though, right?
It is true.
At the
true.
End of the day, that's what's important.
It is true.
She got a peekaboo nose, man. She got a fucking peekaboo nose.
Tim, I'm glad you're here, dude.
You said that you have a terrible nose last time.
Oh, I got a big nose. I don't got a fucking peekaboo nose.
What does that mean? What's a peekaboo nose? You had to explain.
A peekaboo nose. Check out her fucking nostrils. Peekaboo nose is like every single time you go into a kisser, it's like peekaboo. Here's all the shit that is compiled in my nose for like the last 24 hours. Her nostrils do like a fucking like 90 degree angle from her little, what do they call it, labium or whatever? I don't know what they call it. She got a peekaboo nose. You're always going to be looking in her fucking nostril.
So, Tim, do you have any inputs that aren't just straight physical?
I don't know these people. It's all going to be physical.
So, you know what? Actually, I'm glad Tim pointed that out. So, if you see
peek-a-boo.
Some of those. Okay, so if you go back up to Forever Cali Girl, it says in her own words. So, you're allowed to basically write down whatever you want to tell people about yourself. And I stopped doing that a long time ago because when you match with somebody and you start a conversation, I noticed they would ask you questions that I had already covered in my profile. So I'm like, it's a waste of freaking time to even write down this shit. So I take the easy road and hope for the best.
So the reason I'll throw this out there, the reason I didn't necessarily like Gina for you is because in her own words, she's hyper political and I know you're not a political dude.
Yeah.
Here's what I got going
but
for you.
But she does have kids that are grown.
That's a killer, dude.
Here's the thing. Number two, number one, she's just done. Like, who cares about number one?
What?
Number two, Forever Cali Girl, you got Moses titties. Number three, you got peekaboo nose. Let's move on to number four.
There's Tim's take. Number four is Amy.
What number she said? Earth and warm-hearted.
Amy is 39 years old, and her favorite quality in a person is someone who can make me laugh, even in the hardest of times. So Mike, I feel like you're a pretty good player in this one.
All right. Yeah. But women say they like to laugh.
And her favorite Saturday night is binge watching a good show on Netflix and drinking wine. Well, Mike, you make wine.
I could supply the wine.
Agreed. Number three, Tim, would you like to weigh in on the Moses thing here? Or
there's no Moses up in here.
No, you got... What, are we talking about number four, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you got AA smile.
What?
Is it because she's holding a beer?
Have you ever heard of AA smile?
Nope.
What's that?
Look at picture 1, 2, and 3. Here's what AA smile is. AA smile means accidental anus. It looks like she was not suspecting it, but somebody right in her anus. That is a surprise smile. I don't like it. Move on. Number five.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on. Let's get back to the butt play. You think she's into it?
She was surprised by it. She doesn't like it. And
oh, she don't like it?
Nope. Look at her smile. Wait. It's like,
it's just a... No.
She likes the butt play or she don't like the butt play?
No butt play here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Let me talk about some stuff I actually liked about Amy. So okay. I'll start here. So her
No butt play. Go ahead.
Her first picture on the left is her profile picture, right? Where she's disgusting. Wearing a cap.
Horrible.
So I kind of like the fact that her profile picture isn't the picture of her in a bikini. It's the picture of her in a, like, normal baseball cap. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Wait, you could see her stomach.
Yeah, she has on a sports bra.
Is she wearing
sports? Your argument just went out the window, Josh.
Yeah, okay. Sports bra and a bikini, like, they're the same thing, right?
Yep. I don't think
and
so.
She's, yeah, it's pretty they much the same. Are. And she's wearing aviators.
And it looked like somebody surprised her with butt play.
I didn't know about that, the AA thing.
Yeah, AA.
Okay, well, apparently you guys don't like Amy.
Wait, I didn't say I didn't like
Mike,
her.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Amy?
You got to move on from Amy, bud.
I think she's a very cute girl, but she's really heavy on the makeup. I'd like to back off that a little bit.
And I got a big nose, but check out picture number three. It looks like somebody broke that shit. That's a broken fucking nose.
It's called character.
Perfectly put, Lindsay.
That's the only reason she can wear those big-ass glasses, because her nose is broken. The cartilage sticks out so far, it can hold up them glasses. You got AA broken nose. Let's go on to number five.
No, I just want to say 10. She has makeup on, but she looks like she would be pretty without the makeup.
I'm a 4. She's a 2.
What?
Really?
She's a 2.
What is your even scale? She's cute.
Are you drunk, Mike?
Yeah, a little bit.
She looks like somebody literally made some character off the Muppets based on her profile pic. That's like,
really?
That's her.
He's just saying that because she doesn't look like me. That's all.
That's right, baby.
Let me put it this way. Lindsay, if I ever meet you guys in person, I am not bringing a date. Because I feel Tim is going to tear her apart.
Right?
Yeah, that is true.
That's okay, though. But no, he's a friend right now, so he's helping.
That's right.
So wait.
Well, no, here's the thing: Tim is a humongous, personality, sleuth. He gets people. So if you do want to bring someone and you want to get his take on her.
Okay, I'm gonna take everything I just said back about Amy. Here's why I got so passionate about Amy: she looks like she voted for Trump.
All right, dude. I'm gonna hit her up.
So wait, Tim.
Hey,
of the first four that we've looked through, who is who's your favorite so far? Because I'm confused.
Okay.
Mine's Gina.
Oh man, Gina.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think they're all a tie for me.
Gina got the peekaboo nose. Forever Cali girl got the Moses titties. Amy. I guess I'll go with Amy.
Amy. Which one's Amy? Okay, the one we're talking about that you have been tearing apart and called a 2.
Yeah, I'll go with Amy.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
All right.
I mean, did I make bad choices here, Tim?
No. I'll tell you who I like. I'm going to tell you who I like already. And that's number 6, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
We're getting there, buddy.
Let's keep getting there. All right, number 5. Number 5 doesn't have a name supplied. Her name that she wrote in her profile is Love Shoes. L-U-V-S-H-O-E-S.
I like her already.
Fucking hate cute spelling.
I'm not a fan. Just based disgusting. On the name.
Yeah, but she alone. Likes.
Wait. You guys are worried about the frickin' nicknames?
Yeah, I hate it. Yep. I hate when people say like love LUV.
Wait, Mike. Do a lot of people not put their real names?
Yeah, there's quite a few. It's probably even split.
When do you find out their real name?
When you start talking to them.
Here's the other thing. For fun, I like dinner parties and day trips and weekend getaways. First of all, so all you're saying is you like days. That's so simply you just like days. You like Monday, Tuesday, dinner and day and weekend. You just like days of the week, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, she's high on life.
Well, she also says that she appreciates all this stuff. She loves shoes, but am I missing something? Does it say I don't work?
Wait, does Where? It say that? It says liberal?
Number, like, in the love shoes on the left side. You got 5'3".
Son of a bitch!
5'3", athletic fit, I never smoke, I don't... What does that
drink.
Say?
I don't drink.
Oh, okay. Maybe I missed that.
She's not a good fit.
Okay, but in her own words, I'm going to go with the notion that I may meet some new friends or perhaps someone great.
Let me tell you guys, if you didn't know, I'm fucking great.
You are great, Mike. I agree.
Hey, record that, Josh. Put that on SoundCloud.
No, I'll get it. I'll play it back for you. These are my favorite things. Family, friends, warm weather, the beach, clean sheets, the sound of rain, cute shoes, shaved ice.
I'd fucking hard pass for me.
I'm more worried. If you go back to the previous slide, she said she's a single mom to a daughter in college, a foodie, fascination, and friend extraordinaire. I don't like those words.
No.
Foodie?
Dumb.
No.
Everybody likes to fucking eat. Tim's been eating half this episode.
Mike, I love you, brother. She likes
alliteration.
With a fashionista. Ever.
She likes alliteration.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I dig the way she looks.
She's pretty. You like the way she looks?
Oh, I like her.
I like the picture on the far right. The picture on the far left, it's like far right is her mom, far left is the daughter. Like, which one are you dating?
Listen.
You get
it's every man's dream.
Every day.
To get the mom-daughter combo if she's over 18. Important. Okay, so I like
these
this
are
one because
literally she, four fucking different women.
No.
Are you kidding me?
These are four different women.
Okay. Anyways,
why
picture
is she
one.
In the shower?
She chose. What? She's in the shower?
I think. Yeah. Third one. Picture. She's standing in a shower. Pair. Yeah.
She's in a dress.
She's in a dress, but in a shower.
Picture one. She's showing her teeth, which I find really important because a lot of girls, for whatever reason, when they smile on these profile pictures, they don't show teeth. It drives me nuts. I'm left
like
to assume that you have horrible teeth. Yeah. Well, we talked about this, Tim. I'll take one, but not my favorite.
It's still better than the fucking Foo Fighters, right?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Here we go. Okay, so number five, I think Mike likes her, but I'm not a fan of her for Mike.
I'm not either. Mike, you're way too attractive for her.
Is it a racial thing?
No.
No.
Oh, for me, 100%. But yeah.
For me, it's just the title. Love shoes. I'm out. Like, Mike, you don't date. I would never put you with a girl who's... title of her dating profile is Love Shoes.
Okay. So, looking at these five, the first five, before, obviously, once we get to number six, that's an obvious winner. But I think Jackie, the first one, is more along the lines of somebody that I would date. And the last one, Love Shoes, I think she's the most attractive.
Okay. Oh, my gosh!
Here we go. Okay, and this is why we needed to have this intervention, if you
will.
I
like Jackie for you.
We needed to move in here and take over Mike's profile to get him on the right path.
I like them all except for Forever Cali Girl.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
She looks like a free spirit.
Who
Forever
wants
Cali, Cali Girl?
Yeah.
Do you want a free spirit?
Do you want Moses titties?
But like, you know, yeah. I'll take any titties I can get my hands on.
Okay, speaking of titties, let's talk about somebody who probably has an abundance of them because of her profile picture. Let's move on to number six.
What?
Who would like to talk about number six?
I want to talk about her.
Oh,
Christina.
My God.
You just go.
Here's why I like Christina. One, just look at the picture. She'll stab you in the fucking dick in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Yes.
She will.
She looks crazy.
She does look crazy.
She is crazy.
Here's the thing. In her own words, I just love reading that. I indicated that, so you have to read it like this. I indicated that I have children living at home, but in all actuality, I'm fucking pregnant with my first child due January. So gotcha, bitch. While this may seem a bit unconventional, I decided to get pregnant, not because I was in love or in a steady relationship, but because being a parent is a fucking experience. I want to have my life, motherfucker. And while some may not agree, fuck them. Coochie hot. That's what I get
from
there.
What?
Coochie
she
hot.
She has a bump pick as her profile.
Yeah. She looks like she is going to stab you in the middle of the night.
She does.
You know what's crazy? Like, dude, I like that.
Oh. She has a main coon cat.
I love me a crazy girl.
Well... Here's
the thing I do like about her, though. Her profile picture for the listeners out there, she's obviously pregnant. And she explains that she got pregnant with her best friend because she wouldn't have kids, but now she's interested in dating.
No, okay. She's divorced.
So, but the line says, my best friend and I decided to get pregnant and we'll be co-parenting.
This is baby mama shit.
The best friend's baby a dude, mama. Right?
Yep.
Who wants to hop into a situation where you know you're going to have a co-parenting situation with the best friend?
I would love it. But, do it. Get it.
Now, let me pose a question to you guys. Do you think that the guy came in a cup and they injected her, or do you think they had sex?
No, they definitely had sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Why would she put
that on? Yeah, Mike, are you into, threesomes?
Yeah. Not devil three question. Ways. Hey, I don't want the Mike, devil Mike, three Mike, way. Mike, I'll do Mike. It, but it's not my preference.
I'm trying to help you here, buddy. I've been married her for 16 years. The answer is no. The answer is no. You don't want to answer yes. You will get in trouble.
Yeah, the devil
threesomes
three
are disgusting.
By the way, I'm obligated to try.
Christina, she did not have sex with her best friend. She made him ejaculate into a cup. Cut his penis off.
Wait.
And then inseminated herself with a turkey baster. She
went full Lorena Bobbitt here. I wouldn't be surprised based on this, in her own words, novel. She's got a full novella going here on her, in her own words, to explain the situation. My question is this. How many guys have liked Christina's profile?
Zero.
Oh, no. There's definitely guys out there who do. There's no, you can't see it, but I guarantee. She's been hit up by at least 50 guys. At least. And for 23, it says 23 weeks. She's kind of big, huh? No?
No.
Yeah, that's twins.
For 23 weeks?
Oh, come on.
She got twins.
That's at least a 30 week
belly. She looks good for 23 weeks.
Mike, is that something you're interested in getting into, though? You're getting into the situation where you didn't get to have any of the fun up front, but you're going to deal with all the nights of changing diapers and staying up late and all that?
Josh, if the good Lord put her on the planet for me, then I will do whatever necessary.
Wow.
But thinking that's not the case.
Mike, can you look at this picture for a second?
I'm willing to bet that's not the case.
Can you just look at this picture for a second, Mike? You got the picture in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, you see that smile? I guarantee you, this is a type of person, late at night, you come home from work, it's super late, you go to bed, you're just super tired, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night, and you're going to hear a sound, right? And this is good, because this is our first episode before Halloween. It's what is that? The house is dark, the floorboards are creaky, and you start to walk around.
Scissors.
This bitch is in the bedroom, back bedroom, guest bedroom, and just rocking back and forth, singing, London Bridge is falling down. Look at that face. She is a killer.
She has a crazy face.
Tim, did you not hear me when I said I'm into that?
Yeah, he said he wants a free spirit.
This is
look at what she said.
So many issues relationship-wise, Mike.
This chick is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She is.
Yeah, you can see it. And I'm I might be up for the challenge.
And look at what she wrote. My best fire end. And I decide to get pregnant. It's not even her friend. It's just her fire.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Maybe she fat fingered it.
So can we start to narrow
also,
the
you guys,
thing down here?
You guys, Tim did marry a crazy pregnant lady.
And then I'm at so. Lindsay. Holla.
Holla. You're only wife number two.
All right.
Yeah, where are you at?
18.
Oh, you got me beat, but trust me, I ain't far behind because this one is running. wait, never mind. All right, let's go on to number seven.
We don't have a number seven.
We don't have a seven?
Talk about what we want to pick. So this is when we get to tell Mike who he needs to thumbs up. Who is he going to go on a date with? I am not going to pick Christina. I can tell you that. I'm not picking Love Shoes either. For me, it's kind of between Amy at number four or two or one, Jackie or Forever Cali Girl.
Two or one? Okay.
What about y'all? What do you think?
I pick, I think you have your pick, one through six, because you know what? For all those women out there, you do you.
Oh, spoken like a true lesbian. I'll do number one.
Tim just called his wife a lesbian. Okay. You would like Jackie?
Yeah, the other one, I mean, let's see. Number two, you got Moses Titties. Number three, you got Peekaboo Nose. Number four, you got Accidental Anus. Number five, those are four different women, so I don't even know what we're picking on. And number six, you got somebody that's going to cut your dick off in the middle of the night. So that's your choice, bud.
Okay. But first of all, I'm going to eliminate the psychopath because she lives really far away. So basically what it comes down to is I'm going to pick the two closest ones to me because, as I mentioned before, I'm pretty frugal. Gas in California is a little outrageous. So it would be between Forever Cali Girl and Amy.
What?
She's just right around the corner.
Okay, so now we got to choose between Forever Cali Girl and Amy?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like, Tim.
I think you should go out with both of them and then decide.
No.
That's an excellent idea. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to message these two girls, and if they don't respond, they don't respond.
Okay.
Double down on Forever Cali Girl, then. Double down number two.
Okay.
Yeah? Really? So Mike, Moses Titties?
I hate the nose on Amy.
Well, she has a filter. Do you think that Amy has a filter? Mm-mm. That's just makeup. No.
On the last picture, she does.
I'm talking about the second picture for Amy. That's a lot of makeup.
Based on her smile, laughs at like some weird shit. Like, hey, would you, you go to like a Mexican restaurant, like, hey, you want some fish and chips? I like fish and chips. Like, what? That's what she does.
Okay. So, Mike, I think we're down to two and four.
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to message Forever Cali Girl.
Get it?
She
looks laid back. She looks fun.
Or Jackie?
Gina's a fucking bitch.
Tim don't like her nose. Now every time I see her, I'd be thinking about is her nose. So he ruined that.
Okay, so Mike, why don't you give the thumbs up or what? How does this work? How do you say yes to someone?
Okay, so you see the little heart there? On the bottom, there's like a little chat bubble, a little star, a little heart.
Get it.
You hit the heart, and then basically, if she hits a heart when she sees your profile, then you're a match.
But I can
hit the heart, and then, I'd have to go find her on the app. These are just screenshots.
Get it. We'll wait. Nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah, well, so let's hit the heart on Forever Cali Girl and Amy, and then why don't you report back to us on the progress?
But I thought you said that Love Shoes he thought was the most attractive.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Yeah, but this wasn't for him. This was for us.
But,
Don't be selfish, Mike.
Yeah.
You know what? I trust your guys' judgment.
Two and four, Mike.
Listen.
Two and four.
Hey, let me break this down for you, Lindsay. Okay, so Amy lives probably 5 minutes away from me.
Okay.
And then Forever Cali Girl could live anywhere from a minute to 15 minutes away from me. Whereas Love Shoes is a good 35 to 40 minutes away.
Oh, my.
Wait, Amy lives how far away?
That plays
from
a factor. Wait,
what?
Probably like 5 minutes.
Oh, based on her face, you know she slept with several people, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you look at her age and she's single, the odds are she probably slept with several people.
Okay, Mike, I think we have a decision here. You're gonna heart number two, Forever Cali Girl, and number four, Amy. And then we're going to hear back from you.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to heart them all, one, and I'm going to send them all messages in hopes one messages me back. Wait. What do you say about number six?
I think you should also heart 1, 3, 5, and 6.
Okay. So it's a hard no on six. Not because she's pregnant and fucking batshit crazy. No. But she lives in San Jose, which is probably like hour 15, hour 20 minutes away.
Okay, I get it. That one I can understand. 30 minutes is too far for you?
No, I could do it, but 5 minutes is much more convenient.
Do you want convenient? I mean, or she's, do you want love?
Listen, she's cute, but like, she's not that much cuter than my wife. Other girls.
Just basic convenience.
Yeah.
Mike, yes, we need you to heart 2 and 4, and we need you to report back.
Okay.
We good with it?
I'll do that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You think, okay, when you look at Josh, do you see just like Mr. Missionary?
Yes, 100%.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. I guarantee you, it's like, hey, I was thinking we could try this. No, this is what sex is supposed to be like. I read it in eighth grade. You do it this way.
Yeah. Jenny Hall told me when I touched your boob. Hey, okay. Josh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to all of it.
Are you capturing that footage?
Yep, hey, I got it. So
I had brought up you guys building me a profile, and where'd we go from there?
Oh, let's do you it. Guys...
I think we should do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not against it. We'll do it.
Well, because we brought it up, and I don't remember there being any closure to that conversation.
Yeah, and the first thing on that profile is going to be, all I prefer is missionary.
Josh, I was thinking we could do reverse cowgirl. No, I'm a cowboy fan. We do cowboy. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Okay, so I feel like I have to defend myself a little bit here, because a lot of statements were just made about sexual positions that I enjoy. And you know what? Missionary position is one that everybody should enjoy.
Well, no, dude. When I was 15 years old, I loved it.
Okay, that's great. Tim, since you've just been hating on me for the last 10 seconds, let's just go with this.
He's a good looking dude. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the dude is good looking.
Okay. So that was from last week,
Tim. Well played. Okay.
And I feel like all of this hatred, the hatred that has been spewed over the last, you know, 45 seconds to a minute of this podcast came out of something where you felt like you had to make up for the fact that over the last episode, it was just a lot of.
He's a good looking dude. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the dude is good looking.
You know? Like, I feel like you're trying to make up for a lot of that.
Well, if it hasn't been shown yet, Tim calls him as he sees him.
Thank you. Here's the funny thing. Yeah. It's like, I'm a 4. I'm a 4. Personality takes me to 6. You're a good looking dude. You're like an 8 or a 9. Your personality takes you about a 3.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay.
Well played. No.
That's a really mean thing to say to your best friend. Hold
on. AKA, go fuck yourself.
Okay, and Lindsay. Lindsay, I want to know.
I think that maybe we should put this question on pause.
Okay.
And wait for Katie to come on.
I wanted Katie to come on for the next episode, but I don't know.
Whoa. Where am I? You're my wife. Where am I? I said I was a 4. Where am I?
What, 10?
10.
Damn right. You good looking. You good.
It's because you asked her. She didn't jump right in and be like, no, baby, you're a 10. What are you talking? What's this 4 talk?
That's true. Damn, that's. Damn, that hurts.
She had the opportunity to jump right in. Like, baby, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, you're like, hey,
oh my God,
wait a minute.
I don't interrupt. Tim hates interruptions.
That's right. We do that to him all the time.
Babe, can you do me a favor and go, can you run downstairs and make me a sandwich real quick?
Fuck you.
And on that, we're going to go to our next topic.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
All right, we're going to jump into trivia time. And I've gone from drinking Coors Light to drinking Shiner, so things should get interesting because I'm going from light to heavy beer.
Ooh.
So it is trivia time, and who wants to start? I'll take anybody.
Lindsay is our guest.
Lindsay, you can start. Okay, so Lindsay, you get the first question. What is the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier.
Wow, that was
quick. Whoa!
Wait a minute.
That was so fast.
Okay, that was really quick. And that's a point for Lindsay.
I told you I'm smart, Josh.
That's only one point.
I knew you were smart, Lindsay. You didn't have to tell me.
Mike, I told you I'm smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you just ruined the game for me.
Okay. Mike, you're up
next. Did you not think my wife was smart?
No, she made it very clear when I met her. She was the smartest person in the room.
Okay, you sack of shit. She's a smart woman.
Yeah, we agree on that, Tim. You're getting really mad about something we all agree on.
Hey, sorry, everybody. Let's go with the podcast. Hey.
Okay, Mike.
Somebody get that guy some popcorn.
Mike's getting a true or false question. This is for one point. The last one was for 1 point. This is for 1 point. True or false? Snickers is the most popular Halloween candy in America.
Oh, I will say false.
Question. Ooh, okay. Mike, it's false. And what would you think would be number one?
Reese's. Peanut butter cups.
Nope.
Yes.
Tim, what would you think?
I'm going with either, I think Reese's.
Nope, Twix. That's wrong. Lindsay, you got anything?
Twix.
Nope, it's Skittles. Skittles is the number one.
Really?
But Mike gets it for a point.
Mike, that's a good call, though. That's a good call.
Okay, yeah. Tim, the next question is yours. For 2 points, which film did Steven Spielberg win his first Best Director Oscar? Is it Jaws, Catch Me If You Can, E.T., or Schindler's List?
Yeah. He did Jaws? I didn't even know he did Jaws.
These are all movies by him.
Okay. No, go get him. I don't know. Schindler's List.
Wow.
No.
Tim gets it correct. It is Schindler's List for 2 points.
Booyah!
On a random guess. Okay, Lindsay, you're up next. This one is for 1 point, and it's true or false.
Why is it only 1 point?
You all get 2 point questions.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody gets one.
Seriously, welcome to my life. Those fucking questions.
Okay. Lindsay, this is a 1 point true or false question. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Psycho, and Silence of the Lambs are all based on the same serial killer.
False.
Oh, that's totally false.
It's true.
No, what? It's not. Ed Gein? Are you going to say Ed Gein?
They are all
Ed
based Gein. On Ed Gein. Yes.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
Yes. They are all loosely based on Ed Gein.
Science of the Lens was based on Hannibal Lecter.
Who is a real person?
He's fake? Holy shit!
Okay. So that one is wrong from Lindsay. We got our first miss. Mike, you're up next. This one is for 2 points. Which actress is killed off in the opening scene of the movie Scream? Is it Courtney Cox, Neve Campbell, Drew Barrymore, or Rose McGowan?
That is Drew Barrymore.
Mike, for two.
Nicely done.
That's a 2 point question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be like
I didn't know the answer.
But thank you for asking me that.
No problem.
I kind of feel like you're like pointing the easy questions towards me.
No, I didn't know the answer.
Keep
to
them coming. Keep them
after
coming.
Seeing the six people you have to choose from, we got to take it easy on you.
Tim, you're up next.
Hey.
Tim, you're up next.
My community college degree.
This is a 1 point question, Tim. What is the capital of Iowa?
I want to say Des Moines, but I feel like that's too obvious. Okay. Why are you asking me this question?
It's a trivia question, so I'm going to ask everybody questions.
Okay, so I want to say Des Moines. I'm going to stick with Des Moines. I'm going to say Des Moines.
Des Moines is correct for 1 point. Okay, next up is Boom. A question for Lindsay.
Okay.
It's a 2 point question.
Yes.
What? She loves the hard questions. What is the highest grossing horror movie of all time? Is it Silence of the Lambs, It, Jaws, or The Exorcist?
Oof. Okay, I hate The Exorcist because I believe in demons. So it's real. but Jaws.
I don't think that was the question, though.
Wow.
Highest grossing of all time. Silence of the Lambs, It, Jaws, or The Exorcist?
Can I ask a clarifying question to help her?
No, because you're not involved in this question,
yes,
Tim.
Yes, you can.
I think it's important because there's two It's.
Oh, the first It.
And there's also, like, a remake. So are we talking about It, the original?
Yeah.
It,
yeah,
the Tim, one in 2017?
We're talking about one film here. So,
but, It. Well, there's been two It's then. There's been an original.
I didn't say It too, did I? I just said
well,
It.
But... I know, but there's been an It that was a miniseries, and then the It that was a remake.
But I feel like I was pretty clear. I just said It.
Babe, I'd
go. Are you saying it's It?
Babe, go with it.
No.
Go with it, babe.
I'm going to go with Lindsay here on her answer. So the question is between Silence of the Lambs, It, Jaws, or Exorcist. What's the highest grossing horror film, Lindsay?
Say It.
Well, I feel like maybe the Catholic Church, even if it was Exorcist, might have like somehow skewed those numbers. So,
you damn right.
I'm gonna go with quit. Josh go is Steven Spielberg. No, go with already it. Asked a go question.
Go with it.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't really have anything to do with the question I asked now, but
yep. Go with it.
Jaws.
That's incorrect. The answer is It.
No!
Hey, everybody. Can I just go back to Love Lessons? That was an episode that we had a couple weeks ago. My wife was going to select anything other than what I said, because that is marriage. It's a fucking trap. Go get number six when you can, Mike. I'm 100% in agreement with you.
Okay. Speaking and I love of you, Mike, Mike, the next question is for Mike. This is for 1 point. Mike, what is the capital of Michigan?
It's well, first of all, it's important to break down the previous question. So I think Jaws was maybe the most popular movie out of the four, but movie prices back then were like 40 cents a ticket. Now they're $28 to see a movie. So that's what makes it the highest grossing.
I didn't even think about that.
Mike, are you trying to tell me this cocksucker didn't account for inflation?
No, he like
he said highest
there's
grossing.
A movie from 2018 and then one from
that's what he does. That's what he does.
No,
that
it wasn't. It was It from 2018. It was the original It. Originally it. So inflation doesn't really play into the question.
Oh, it doesn't it? Or
are you
is
done
that
stalling?
Not right?
What's the capital of Michigan?
Well, my dad was born in Battle Creek, Michigan. Home
it's not that. I'll give
that's
you a heads
not
up.
It.
Battle Creek.
I didn't say that. I was just giving like little.
Welcome wait, to Battle Creek, where we fight hard.
Well, battles, so, battles.
Wait, Michigan? Wait, is it Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
Starts with the same letter that my name starts with, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, so it's home of Michigan State University. So my guess would be Lansing.
Oh, Mike nails it for 1 point. But I would have gone with Battle Creek just because they have such a sweet theme song.
They do.
Lindsay, your hint helped tremendously. Thank you.
Okay, Tim.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Tim.
Get it.
This is your question. This is a 1-pointer, and it's true or false. The movie Psycho was the first horror movie to ever show a toilet on scene.
What?
True or false?
It didn't show a toilet. It showed a shower.
You don't know.
I could be wrong, but I think I said Tim.
They're working as a team, and they're getting them wrong.
I know.
You guys should just go solo.
That's not how life works.
Okay.
Not how marriage works.
Psycho was made back in the day, right? It was made back in the day. I think Alfred Hitchcock was ahead of his time.
Amen.
It was black and white. I'm just going to say, based on everything I know about the time in which it was made, I'm going to say true.
It is true. That is the first movie to show a toilet on scene.
Hello.
Okay. Tim.
What about that bidet, yo? What about that bidet?
You just went. We don't know the bidet answer. Lindsay, you are up next for 2 points. What famous magician died on Halloween?
Houdini?
Ooh, that's good for 2 points. Harry Houdini died on Halloween.
He's the only famous magician.
Okay.
He's an escape artist. He's not a magician.
What'd he die from?
It's not magic. It's just like he knows how to escape.
I don't
love it. What'd he die from, babe? That's the only way you get 2 points. What'd he die from?
Research that far.
Probably not being able to escape from something.
Everybody knows this. It's a freaking ruptured appendix.
Okay.
What, really?
Yes. I didn't know that.
I was going to guess a drowning.
You better ask somebody.
Okay, Mike, you are up next, and this is for 2 points. How many calories are in an average trick-or-treater's Halloween stash? This is multiple choice, okay? How many calories? Is it 11,000? Is it 3,000? 19,000? Or 22,000 calories? 11,000, 3,000, 19,000, or 22,000?
19,000 calories.
That's incorrect. The answer is 11,000 calories in the average trick-or-treater's
stash. That's what I call a weak trick-or-treater.
Wait, 11,000? That's only 5 days worth of eating candy?
How do you know that? Well, where did that come from?
Average caloric intake is 2,000.
Well, yeah, 2,000. Yeah.
How does everybody on this podcast know the average caloric intake?
Yes.
Well, the average caloric intake for men, not women.
I don't understand. I eat Funyuns and Coca-Cola, and I just, when I'm hungry, and I eat it.
Well, maybe yours is different than everyone else's, Tim.
Well, no. He does intuitive eating.
Tim, you were the last 2-point question. Intuitive eating. And I would ask everyone else.
When you're hungry, you eat. Funyuns, Snickers, whatever.
He eats whatever's available.
Funyuns. How about some intuitive beeges? Okay, go ahead.
The next question is the last one before we get to finals, and I would urge everybody to get your phones ready, because for final round I'm going to need text messages, so get your phones ready. Okay.
I don't even know where my phone is.
Oh my gosh,
you're looks killing like me. Lindsay lost.
You need to go find your phone. Okay, the last question is not for Lindsay, so it's for Tim. So Lindsay, you have a minute to go get your phone.
Yes.
Tim, for 2 points, Halloween originated in which country? Is it Great Britain, the United States, Spain, or Ireland?
Ireland.
Yeah.
That's correct for 2 points. Lindsay, you have 3 points. Mike, you have 4 points. Tim, you have 6. Tim has
that
6
motherfucker.
Points. So, Tim, you have 6. Mike, you have, I say?
4.
Lindsay, you have 3.
Yep.
Yeah, you sounded stupid as shit, babe.
So,
just in all honesty.
The next question is the final round. Goodness. You can bet as many points as you have or as little as you'd like.
Oh, this is like Jeopardy?
It is. So,
okay.
Tim has 6, Lindsay has 3, Mike has 4. You can vote as many as you'd like. Text me the amount you would like to vote right now. The category is the topic is horror movies. Horror movies.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going all in now.
6. I'm not even going to text you. 6. I'm going all in. Double down.
Okay. You guys can just tell me on this one. I need your answers via text, though.
I love horror movies.
Oh.
So Tim is in for 6.
I did. I count my zeros. Just a second.
No, we shouldn't be telling each other how much we're betting.
10 million. That's how many I voted. How many points?
Okay. Oh, shit. 20 million. Lindsay bet all of it. She bet all 3.
No, you already said it.
Tim, are you betting 6?
Yep.
Mike, what's your bet?
I'm playing this one close to the best. Check your phone, Josh.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. How many points did you have? 4?
He's 4. Doing number 6 because, he's going to pick number 6.
All right, hey, so Tim has bet his entire bank. Lindsay has bet her entire bank. And Mike has bet 3 out of his 4 points. So,
Mike, I was just looking on Netflix. Did you know there's a horror movie named The Attack of Moses Titties?
No. I've been watching Yubi Halloween.
All right. Is everybody ready with their answers? You got to text me your answers.
We don't have a question yet, Josh.
Yeah, but you have to text me the answers. Does everybody have their phone ready?
Yes.
Okay. Get your phone ready. You have to answer in a text message.
Well, I can't just say it out loud?
No, you can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. The final round question, and you have to text me your answer. Horror movies.
Do typos count?
Which movie was the first horror movie to be nominated for an Academy Award? Send me your answer.
I got it.
After I sent it, I don't feel good about it.
Okay, I've got one from Mike. I've got one from Tim. And I have one from Lindsay. Okay, so the answers. So
Josh, hold on.
Yes.
I got to make sure I have the right movie. The one with Jack Nicholson in the shower scene, what's that called?
That's The Shining.
Oh, okay. Shit. I changed my answer.
I'll take that one. It's still wrong. So,
No. Hold on. Then I go with my original.
Okay. So, Mike has guessed The Shining. The Shining is incorrect. Lindsay has guessed Psycho. Psycho is incorrect.
Yeah, because you're saying Tim last because he won. Oh, motherfucker.
Tim has guessed The Exorcist, which had 10 nominations in 1974 and was indeed the first horror movie to be nominated for an Academy Award.
What?
And Tim bet all 6 points that he had and now takes it with 12.
It's those fucking demons.
It's 12 to 0 to 0. Tim,
have you watched that movie? That movie sucked.
It's a great movie. It's the scariest movie ever.
No,
I fell asleep on purpose.
I thought The Exorcist was pretty freaky. When the new one where she's crawling down the stairs on the ceiling.
Wait, did you just say the new one? Because the new one's not the one that got nominated.
Well, I mean, it's the same deal.
No, it was the new one. It was like cut scenes and all that kind of stuff.
Go back and watch the other one. It's terrible.
Okay, so what we need from this episode is this, Mike. You need to heart number 2 and number 4 from your
They're all
profile.
Getting the heart, Josh.
And we need to hear back from you.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
We just need you to go with 2 and 4, ones. Mike. That's the ones we need to hear about. Those are the ones we picked.
Hey, Josh.
Hmm.
My kids and their friends listened to the last episode, so I do, in all seriousness, feel bad about this. Ginny Hall, we don't have a lot of listeners. We're going to gain, obviously, popularity. And that is when bitches like Ginny Hall come just freaking crawling back because she's a gold digging bitch, and that's really all I wanted to say.
I'd say Ginny Hall could suck it, and that's probably what she did to Jared.
Oh! I heard Jared had a micro penis.
I heard he was hung like a horse, and he liked multiple positions.
Other than